Hello again.
Are we back?
We are back.
We're back.
For 6-3-2014. That's where we're at right now. That's the date. It's kind of weird doing these every day. At least for me. I don't know. Because it's like I go home and I go to bed and I'm like, fuck, okay, I wonder what we're going to talk about tomorrow. And then I wake up and I look at the news and I'm like, okay, there's some stuff in there.
I don't think it ever really matters.
Right.
I don't think it has it ever mattered. Like, do we ever really need direction?
That's true. I think we do. I think most of the time we do really, really well without direction.
With nothing at all.
Right.
No parachute.
Mm-hmm.
No safety net.
Mm-hmm.
Meh.
No safety net.
No safety net.
We're just that good at trapeze. We're that good at circus performers.
Oh, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying we're just caution to the wind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how we roll.
Taking chances.
As they say. So what's happened since I saw you yesterday?
Nothing.
That girl texted you. That was pretty cool.
Meh. I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about my active love life. I'll talk about my past love life and my potential future love life, but I'm not going to talk about anything in the present.
Gotcha.
I don't kiss and tell. I don't do that shit.
Of course not.
So how's your day? You were telling me about your job earlier and how you get paid to do nothing for hours on end.
Right. Well, it's just kind of the field I work in. There's just not a lot for me to do. I mean, I'm never gonna say what I do.
No. And I didn't want you to.
Right.
I didn't want you to get into details about where you work and what you do, but just the fact that...
Yeah, it's just a weird job. It's just a really weird job where... I mean, it's not just me. It's a lot of people.
They bring you some work. It takes you 20 minutes.
Right.
And then they don't bring you any more work for like another week.
Yeah. Because there's just not that much work. Like, we work on these huge projects that can last, you know, anywhere from 2 years to 5 years. And we need to, you know, make the project last for those 5 years.
Right.
Because that's the time frame that we have to complete the project.
Right. You got to stretch it out or you're not going to get the same... Yeah, you got to make it look like it requires that much time. And it's the oldest story in the book.
And that's not of my opinion, though. I would like to get it all done as soon as possible. I would like us to be going crazy, working our nuts off, and getting them out as quick as possible, rather than doing this whole fucking sitting around for a couple of weeks, not really doing a whole lot. Because I hate that shit. Like, you know when you're walking around, like this was back when I was working at menial jobs, like just lower level, minimum wage shit. Where you're kind of just walking around and, like, if you're not doing something, you can get fired, which is, you know, is a horrifying thought. But then, like, you get so bogged down by some of the work that you're doing that it's like, fuck, I wish I just had, like, a moment to myself, a moment to think. Where at this job, I'm just sitting here, like, all I'm doing is thinking. That's all I'm doing. And it gets annoying. It gets boring after a while. It's like, well, I can think at home. You know what I mean? Like, I can think at home. I don't need to be sitting here pretending like I'm working and thinking.
But you do. That's the thing. You got to play the game. You got to physically play the game.
Right.
I mean, you know, I think road construction is very similar. And, I mean, I've known people that have done it.
Yeah.
Been involved with various aspects of road construction. And, you know, they do. They take longer than they need to on purpose.
Right.
Or else they screw themselves monetarily.
Fuck themselves out of money a little bit, yeah.
Right. You know, so we all pay the price
mm-hmm.
for the almighty dollar.
We just
do.
Almighty.
We just do all day long. We're fucked over because of money.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What are you going to do? Maybe one day money will go bye-bye and we'll run the world according to common sense and greater good. I don't know. That's an insane concept. I know. Crazy Devin talking about common sense.
No, I think there's some shit to that. I mean, we're already moving towards a global currency anyway.
Yeah, but that's not the answer. That's just consolidating. That's just making the bank owner's accountant have to do less calculations.
Right.
That's all that's doing.
Right, and
that's not changing anything.
And that's what I'm saying, though, is that, like, you know, as we move towards a more common currency between everybody to be used, eventually we're just going to be like, why are we really even using all the same currency? Let's just do...
You're saying it's going to lead eventually towards that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm fucking just being speculative Dylan right now, but...
No, I mean, and I can see it. I can totally see that.
Yeah.
Because that's how shit happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, right now, there's no way we can just get rid of money because there's 25 different monies.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just get rid of 25 different monies.
Right.
But if you get it all down into one...
Yeah, eventually, global trade.
Yeah, you can get rid of one thing. You can't get rid of 25 things all at once. It's just... So it makes a lot of sense.
Well, and how about, like, those crazy new currencies that are popping up, like the Bitcoin and all that shit?
Yeah, you know, we tried to talk about the Bitcoin one day, and a lot of that got edited.
Yeah.
It was just, we weren't on the money. Well, we were kind of, like, drunk and falling asleep. It was kind of, like, drawn up. We need to get back into that, because that was some really interesting shit.
It is a really interesting concept. I mean, from my limited knowledge on it, what I know about it is it's a currency that was just created by the fact that that not a lot of people can have it. And there's, like, businesses, a lot of online businesses accept Bitcoin, all that shit. It's crazy. It's really weird how all this stuff works.
I've never heard of a place that will take a Bitcoin.
I've seen websites online that do. I've seen websites, like, you can purchase with Bitcoin.
But not... But you would think Walmart would be like the first to say we take Bitcoins, you know, because it's like
any type of money,
the Godzilla of retailers. You
bring
know?
Us, bring us in Best some Puka Buy. Shells.
Best Buy Puka Shells. Holy shit!
Oh my god! We'll take Puka Shells. We'll take Wampum.
That's fucking great.
Don't give a fuck,
dude. You're so funny. Fucking Puka Shells. We take Mario currency. Yeah. We do. Because that's it might as well be.
Right.
It might as well be. Look at the little coins you get on the Sonic video games.
Yeah.
The little rings. Yeah, the golden rings. We accept golden rings, Puka Shells, and Bitcoins.
Bring it all. We want all currency.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd think. You'd think. They probably just haven't seen a profit in it yet. Once they see a profit in it, then you best believe Walmart will be taking Bitcoins.
Something tells me that the inventor of Bitcoins is trying to make some kind of a statement. I think he's trying to destroy money. I mean, it's just my gut. It's such a ridiculous concept that I think he's almost mocking money altogether.
Well, right, because, like, what is money? What is our money?
Right.
Our money isn't anything.
Right. Like, right, it's invented. It's not real.
Right. Once we went off the gold standard, which, first of all, somebody attributed gold to be valuable.
Right.
Like, we never said gold. There's no inherent reason.
You can't eat it.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't keep yourself warm with it.
It's not very functional at all.
It's useless.
Yeah.
It's a shiny rock.
And we just decided that was valuable.
Gold is absolutely fucking worthless. I mean, let's face it. It has no value.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the reason why it's valuable is because it's rare.
Right. But if you were on a desert island and you had a pile of gold the size of a house... It would do nothing for you.
Right.
To help you
it would probably
be comfortable
fuck with
or
you
live.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, if you knew that at one time it had value, you'd be like, all this gold and no Walmart.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't...
And nothing to spend it on.
Yeah. I mean, let's face it. I mean, the whole concept is absolutely fucking retarded.
Well, and that's kind of what Bitcoin's stance on this is as well. Is, okay, so we attributed gold to be valuable, so let's just call Bitcoins valuable.
Right. Yeah.
And they did. And people are using money for them. And they're worth a lot of money. They're worth like $400.
Yeah.
One Bitcoin is worth like $400 or something like that.
Why?
Because they said.
Right. Why not
crazy?
1,000? Yeah. I'm going to make my own Bitcoin. I'm going to call it a Bitcoin. And it's going to be worth
brand.
Yeah, it's going to be worth $1,000. No, euros. It's going to be worth 1,000 euros per Bitcoin.
So it's like $1,500 American.
And it's a play on words because I'm basically telling the world to bite me. It's my Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Yeah, bite it. Bite it, motherfucker. Give me 1,000 euros and I'll give you a couple of ones and zeros on a flash drive.
Yeah.
That's basically what it is.
And that's what our money is too. Like, when you look at your bank account online, you're just looking at ones and zeros.
Mm.
That's all you're looking at. You're not looking at any value. It's just, okay, we've decided that this is how much it's worth based on global trade and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I think the inventor of the Bitcoin, I don't know, man. He either thinks the world is completely retarded as it is, and he thinks he can get away with this and make a whole shitload of money by just inventing something out of thin air. And if he pulls it off, rock on. I mean, you've proven how stupid the world is. Or he's trying to, you know, destroy money, the concept of money. He's trying to make a statement. Like, this is how stupid it is.
Right.
I'm just going to invent my own money and put a dollar amount on it. And he got people to play ball.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Yeah, probably under the guise of, you know, fuck the bankers. We're going to have our own money, the people. We, the people, are going to have our own money. You know, I don't know what angle he's using to try and push the concept, but that would be my angle. That would be the only angle that I would buy into. If somebody came out with a new money and they were like, this is our, the people's money, not the government's, not the bankers, not the existing slave system. This is our money. And fuck them. We're just going to supersede them. We're just going to replace the existing system with our system for the people. But that's not really the case, because you said its value is based upon scarcity. That there's not a lot of it out there, which gives it intense value.
And it's hard to mine. See, that's what there is.
You're mining.
You have to mine
a digital nothing.
Right, just like you mine gold.
Well, no, mining gold, you actually get to pull an actual physical substance out of the ground that is gold.
That we say is valuable, though.
Well, gold has... Gold does have value for with electronics. It's a great conductor.
Yeah,
it
that's
does
true.
Have value. Okay, as far as, you know, creating technologies and stuff, you know, hardware, electronics. Yeah, I mean, you still can't eat it, but at least when you mine gold, you actually have something in your hand,
and that's why it can be valuable in terms of our currency. But our currency isn't even based on gold anymore.
Not anymore. No.
And so, what are we doing? Yeah. With our currency.
Now it's just a complete facade.
Yeah, now it's just however much the country wants to print based on trade.
The only thing keeping the dollar alive, and I believe this is Doug Stanhope. Sorry, I hate to keep quoting the dude, but he's a genius.
Yeah.
He was like, the only thing keeping the dollar alive is like the faith of the American people in it. You know, as soon as they don't, as soon as barrels of oil aren't measured in U.S. dollars, as soon as that ends, as soon as like barrels of oil get shifted to euros, we're fucked. You know, the American dollar is going to be just the rest of the world's going to be like, fuck you. But I mean, it may be a good thing, because then maybe we'll become self-sufficient as a country. I don't know. I mean, what a concept.
Right.
Make all our own products, have our own money,
which we haven't done for fucking
stop. You know, I mean, dude, you know, to the CEOs out there, I mean, come on, guys. You know, you got two Ferraris and a Lamborghini and a Bentley. You got three fucking gigantic houses. And you're shipping away all our jobs overseas so that you can have two more Bentleys and three more houses. I mean, come on.
Right.
I mean, really. You know what I mean? One day you're going to look out the backyard of your freaking mansion and you're going to see a ghetto. And you're going to be the only one in that ghetto with any money. Maybe that's what you want. You know, maybe then you'll be, you know, you'll get to be God. And you'll have all these little starving people surrounding your mansion just doing anything you fucking ask them to for a bite, you know, for a meal. Maybe that's where you want America to be, you know, these CEOs that just keep shipping away our jobs to make bigger profits when you're already making a good living. It's just pure greed. It's pure selfishness.
A good living.
Yeah, well, yeah. Dude, I'm being generous with these people. I'm not, you know.
Right.
I'm not being my normal drag them into the street and hang them publicly.
I know.
So
I was waiting for it.
No.
I was sitting here waiting for it. I was like, I wonder when it's going to heat up.
Because that's not constructive.
Right.
You know, I've been listening to our podcasts. And, you know, I'm like, God, Devin, you really... You're not helping matters, man. I'm not helping matters. And I really do want to help matters. I really do want to break people out of their box. I mean, most of the time when I'm fucking get that way, it's supposed to be funny. But, yeah, I could see how some people wouldn't think it was funny. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm trying to tone it back today a little bit.
But it's true, though. That's a perfect point. And it's so weird that, like, if that is what they want, if that is what, like, these bankers and all these motherfuckers want, then... You know, these slums and ghettos outside their mansions. It's weird that they move so far away from us to begin with. Like, only rich people can live in the rich people neighborhoods.
Well, of course. That's how that shit works. Gated communities.
Right. And so if their end goal was, like, to get everybody to be as fucking poor and as sick and desperate as possible so that they can look out on the world and go, I won.
You know, it's kind of funny. They do. They move to their little gated communities and shit where everything is, like, really expensive. If I ever get super rich, if I ever, like, win the lottery, I'm just going to move to, like, Detroit. I'm just going to move to, like, you know, Niagara Falls. I'm going to move back home to Niagara Falls. You know, Niagara Falls will be a goddamn wasteland by then, you know, at the rate that it's going. And it'll just be pure ghetto. And I'll be the only guy in town with a new car. And I'll be the king. And I'll just be the king. And I'll just have this entourage of, like, you know, hitmen surrounding me, you know, with fully automatic weapons tucked into their fucking overcoats if anybody should fucking challenge my, you know, my exorbitant authority.
Like you're some sultan from the fucking Middle East.
Dude, and I'll make everybody in town love me because I'll go out to the bars and I'll buy everybody shots.
Yeah.
All the poor people, I'd be buying them shots. I'd be going to the grocery store. When I go shopping at the grocery store, everyone gets free groceries.
Mm.
And I'd be the king of the slum. But everyone would love me because I'd hook everyone up. You know, I'd be standing on my porch, you know, throwing fucking blocks of cheese out to the common folk. That's the way you got to do it,
right?
Because there's some, I mean, you know, dude, just because people are poor don't mean they're not cool.
Or not worth it, or not.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Well, what do you think about the?
I'm kind of from the ghetto. I mean, didn't live my whole life in the ghetto, but I spent some time, you know, hanging out in some non-savory type places, and you know what I mean. And people are people, man.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Once you earn somebody's respect, then it just opens up this world of amazement, and they're just funny, intelligent.
Yeah,
but they're struggling. They're just fucking struggling, man. And
right,
they got to hustle. They got to hustle.
Yeah,
they got no other
way.
Do
what you have to do.
They got to do what they got to do. Right. So that's what you got to do. You got to make a lot of money, and then go be king of the fucking shit heap. You know what I'm saying?
And make it better.
Well, I didn't say anything about making it better.
Oh, you just said
I'm just saying I'll be king,
throwing cheese blocks.
I mean, I would make life better,
yeah,
in a small, meaningless, short-term way.
Listen, I'm not saying I'm not selfish.
Well, no, I would buy people groceries and I would buy people shots, but what is that really going to do to better their situation?
Right.
I'm not teaching them to fish. I'm handing them a fish.
Mm.
It's not helping the situation, but they won't know the difference. And you know
they're getting a fish.
And they'll fucking line up to carry my throne around town on their fucking backs. I'm glad you're laughing. This is pure comedy, folks. I am being funny. I am being as ridiculous as I fucking can be right now.
I'm just picturing somebody carrying Devin on a throne through, like, the middle of these shit-filled streets with trash in it.
Like a fucking pharaoh with my solid gold throne. I mean, how ridiculous can you get? I'm mocking the super rich.
The slum king Devin.
Yeah.
The slum king D'Angelo.
I would never do that. God damn it. But, you know, I probably would go back to my hometown and just shower everybody I know with, you know, good fortune.
Mm.
Oh, fuck yeah.
What do you think about the new Pope guy? I mean, he's been in for a while.
All I got to say about the new Pope is look up the article, you at home. You want to know about Pope Francis. You want to know what, all right, if there is a God. See, I think a God is the universe, as all of creation is God, right? So I do believe there is some kind of a force there. Call it karma, call it whatever you want. But look up Pope Francis and peace doves. Just type Pope Francis peace doves, and you'll see that he released these two peace doves, and a blackbird and a seagull instantly swooped in and killed the birds in front of everyone. I can't make this shit up.
Yeah.
That's a sign from the universe, okay? Number one, blackbirds and seagulls, they don't hang out.
Yeah.
They're not social birds. They don't work together. They certainly don't team up and tag team a fucking peace dove released by this Antichrist. I mean, Pope Francis. Yeah, he's a creepy motherfucking dude, and I think the universe spoke that day. So look up that article. It's a real article. They actually have photographs.
Are you talking about Pope Benedict or Pope Francis,
Pope
dude?
Francis.
Because Pope Francis was doing some pretty crazy shit.
Well, I know he is, but
like, he was doing some really awesome...
Look up the peace doves. That's all I'm talking about. I'm not saying anything else about Pope Francis except for this one incident.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah,
and you can talk about Pope Francis all you want and all the crazy cool shit he's doing.
Mm.
But that happened. He released two peace doves and a blackbird and a seagull swooped in out of nowhere and tag-teamed his peace doves and killed them in front of everyone.
Yeah, I actually got the article. It's pretty
okay,
funny.
So that happened.
Yeah.
That's what I'm basing my opinion mm-hmm. on Pope Francis, because that was not a natural thing.
That is weird. That is a very weird occurrence.
It's beyond weird. Okay, it's a sign from the universe that this man is not what he seems. This is what natural creation thinks of Pope Francis. And it was there for all to see. Now, you know, the Antichrist is going to come to the fucking planet, and he's going to be everyone's best friend, and he's going to be leading the way for the masses to find utopia.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's going to fucking turn into Hitler on steroids. So, according to the Bible.
Yeah.
According to the Bible.
Right.
You know, and this man happens to be Bible-oriented. He's the Pope.
Right.
So when I talk about the Pope, I'm going to reference the Bible because that's his bag.
Right?
That's his
shit.
That's his shtick.
Yeah.
Right?
That's the shit he knows.
Right. And when you know, when two different birds, black and white, ebony and ivory, you know what I'm saying?
What is this, some Ike and Tina Turner?
Come swooping down and attack his peace movement. In for all to see, that, you know, that's you gotta take that at face value. You gotta say, "Oh my God,
it is pretty-
nature hates Pope Francis and anything the man touched." So, yeah, just you know, draw your own conclusions. Read the article. It's pretty hilarious to me.
A crow and a seagull attacked two white doves. This is from CNN, by the way.
A crow and a seagull. I said a blackbird. My bad. It was a crow and a seagull.
Okay. A crow's a blackbird anyway. So.
Oh, I knew it was a blackbird. I saw the photograph.
One of them.
Yeah.
Raven, whatever.
Yeah.
Two white doves released by children standing next to Pope Francis on Sunday. Maybe it was the kids. I'm just kidding. Because the kids released a dove, so I was just saying maybe the kids, maybe that's Cain and Abel. Who knows?
Maybe.
Biblical allusions.
It might be. Maybe they're hybrid children.
Yeah.
You know, they're like half reptilian,
mm-hmm.
half human.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
And they're going to be the next world rulers, right? Because in another 10 years, we're going to figure out that the world needs a man and woman president, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's them. The two little demon spawn that release the doves, right? They're being conditioned as we speak to rule the world.
Right.
Yeah.
Because we don't know what happened to those kids.
I'm telling you, man, you're going to see some crazy shit go down.
Pope brings them back into
the next 20 years, man.
Brings him back into the little palace, and he's like, all right, come down to the fucking danger room. Brings him down into the danger room. He's like, all right, here's the war, okay, between heaven and hell. Now we need to start it soon. But it can't come from me because that's too obvious. It's got to come from you two. Are you ready? I just learned how to spell my name. Shut up, Francisco, all right? You're going to lead the apocalypse.
Right, exactly. I just love the fact that you referenced the danger room. That's fucking great. A little X-Men.
Right.
Fucking, yeah. Little X-Men action there. That's cool shit.
The birds of prey swooped down after peace doves flew from the open window in the oh my God, some Catholic thing. The apostolic palace. One dove broke free from the goal after losing a few feathers in the fray. A crow pecked the other before both doves escaped and flew away. Their ultimate fate is unknown.
Okay.
But they escaped the fighting birds.
Yeah. Yeah. So they got their asses kicked.
Well, this is what I want to know. What we need to figure out what happened to those doves. Did they get killed?
Well,
because if they didn't, that means peace survives. Right? In symbolism talk.
Oh, the universe attacked. That's all you need to really know.
But they didn't die, though.
Well, they tried their best.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
the universe crow, tried its best, but
crow,
couldn't do it, though.
The crow and the seagull, they tried to kill those doves.
They tried to kill peace, but they couldn't do it.
But that's what you need to be asking. Why did the seagull and the crow, two birds that you never see together, you never see them chilling together, ever. I mean, you know, decades of History Channel footage, and you never see it. And then, you know, Pope Francis releases a couple of doves, and all of a sudden they're swooping in, you know, like freaking Macho Man Randy Savage and...
oh, yeah!
Yeah, and fucking Hulk Hogan.
You know I'm gonna saying? Take those doves
well,
out,
no,
yeah!
No, because the one was a crow. So, Junkyard Dog. Wait, is Junkyard Dog black? I'm not a wrestling fan.
I'm not much of one either. I just like Macho Man's
voice. Who's a black
voice.
Wrestler?
Mark Henry.
There you go.
Booker T. I don't
fucking
know.
Fucking Booker T.
Yeah.
Booker T and fucking Hulk Hogan come swooping in and whoop that ass in front of the world.
They just come in and beat the shit out of like John Cena.
You're looking at the fucking picture, right?
No, they didn't have a picture of it.
Oh, you got to see the picture.
Actually,
they have... like action shots of the dove, like in mid-flight getting his like freaking feathers ripped out.
I'm looking at him now.
Like, holy shit.
I'm looking at him now.
Yeah.
But if we're talking symbolism, it is, like, if we're going to talk symbolism, which is fun for me, like, I think talking symbolism is fun. Mm-hmm. So, if this is supposed to be a if the seagull and the crow are supposed to represent something, that they're attacking peace, then that is interesting. That is certainly a talking point in terms of symbolism, because, like, why would these two birds, obviously, like you were saying, why would they both attack something that's supposed to represent peace?
Well, they didn't know it was supposed to.
Of course not.
They didn't know anything. They just knew that dove had bad energy. It was an abomination. You know what I mean? Like, these two birds that normally don't hang out both saw the same thing in that dove. You know, like, that dove was like an evil thing. It was an entity. It was an abomination. It was something that needed to be attacked. Of course, on the flip side, maybe the dove had an attitude. Maybe the dove was prissy, a little full of himself, you know. I'm the Pope's dove. Like, he was like, you know, thought he was the shit because he lived in the Vatican, you know, spoiled rotten, slept on a silk pillow, had an attitude, you know. And maybe the fucking, the crow and the seagull, you know, they were inner city youth. They, you know, they were resentful of the dove's, you know, posh lifestyle. I don't know. You know, maybe it was that.
Maybe.
Maybe
but
they
what
just...
about, what about this interpretation, though?
Okay.
So, you never associate seagulls and crows with anything positive, right? Seagulls, the only place on the earth where seagulls are looked at as a good thing are in Utah. And that's because of some fable where the seagulls saved a harvest.
You have a very good point there. Because seagulls are not a great bird. They're kind of scavenger.
They're rat birds.
They're kind of rat. Yeah, they're rat birds. They're kind of savage.
And crows aren't associated with anything good either.
Right.
At all. Doves are associated. So maybe that was a message from the evil side trying to kill the peace, good side doves, and they failed. That's where I'm coming from.
That's a great way to look at it.
Yeah.
See, I'm just really jaded against the church. I'm just jaded against the church, but that's a great way to look at it, Dylan. No, that really is. Because, I mean, let's look at it. You know, doves are pretty awesome, and seagulls and crows are kind of not.
Right.
You know?
They're annoying and loud.
And the doves did survive.
Mm-hmm.
And, if you go back to the freaking Bible, seeing as though we're on the Pope, gotta keep referencing that shit. It said that Satan is the god of this age. Satan rules the planet. That's why the fucking planet's so fucked up.
Mm.
That's why we keep going to war. That's why we can't communicate with each other without misunderstanding each other and fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And, this is Satan's appeal trial, you know? So, Satan rules the planet. Look around you. Is it any surprise? Right? So, yeah, that's a great spin. I like that.
If all of this obviously is even... I mean, it could have just been that the seagull and the crow were hungry, and they happened to be in a position where they could swoop, which is what I'm leaning to anyway.
Really?
Because there's no reasonable explanation for... I mean, we're talking in total abstract... We're talking total abstract right now.
I know, but it's so odd.
It is odd.
So odd. Like, the fact that the Pope released it, two birds, so different. I could see if two crows came swooping in, or two seagulls came swooping in.
Yeah.
But the universe made a fucking statement.
Yeah.
Of, I'm going to give you, like, you know, really two... If they could have got a penguin up there, they would have. You know what I'm saying?
To make it even more ridiculous.
It would have been a penguin and an eagle.
Yeah.
And the eagle would have knocked him to the ground, and the penguin would have fucking pecked their eyes out.
The eagle would have been holding the penguin by its talons and using it as a torpedo against the fucking doves. I'm sorry. I probably made it ridiculous.
Not any more ridiculous than I ever do, so don't be so hard on yourself.
And, like... I mean, we say that, like, we say, wow, it's so crazy, it's so nuts that they did that, but it's also fucking crazy that there's a sun that the Earth goes around. You know what I mean? And we don't really attribute much to that other than astrology. But, like, I don't know, it's just, I look at those two things as very similar. It could just be a coincidence. I don't know for a fact, you know, I'm not an expert on anything.
Yeah. It's all good, man.
But, yeah.
You know?
It's fun to talk about, though.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. It's all good, man. Everyone sees what they want in the world. I think that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, you see what you want doesn't mean that what you're seeing is what's really happening.
Right.
Ever.
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, I choose to look at everything as a physical process.
I shouldn't say you. I shouldn't say you. We.
I figured that you, what you meant by you is we. Just like a you in a general sense.
You know, I'm just trying to be respectful.
Right.
I'm just trying to let you know I'm not saying you. I'm saying all of us. We all see what we want.
Right.
At any given time, we, you know, and everything we look at is filtered through our experiences and our beliefs and our jadedness. It's all being filtered.
Our jadedness.
Well, we're all, you know, we're all jaded.
Yeah.
Towards something. Mm-hmm. And it's all based upon bad experience that we've had throughout our lives. Mm-hmm. We become jaded, you know. It's a fact.
Well, and also, like, I want to make the point that I'm definitely not for the church in most aspects.
I know
the reason
why
I brought up the Pope thing is because he seems to be so anti-fucking church.
Well, yeah, and I mean, this Pope is definitely, which is why I think he's the Antichrist. Because he's the people's Pope.
Right.
And the Antichrist was going to be, according to, you know, the prophecies, he's going to be a schmoozer. Mm. He's going to get the whole world believing in him.
Mm.
You know, he's going to unite the world and bring peace to the whole planet. And then when everybody just got, you know, gets really comfortable, then he's going to unleash hell on earth. And I just see that him fitting the description of this, of this schmoozer.
Seems to fit the prophecy, right?
Who's rewriting all of this religion that everything has always been based on. He's kind of rewriting it, and he's kind of saying, ah, there's not a heaven or hell. Don't worry about it. Go fuck anyone you want in the ass. All you fucking want. Sodomy's perfectly fine. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong about against sodomy. I'm just saying that that's what the church has been saying all these years.
Right.
The church has been saying that for thousands of years. Sodomy, bad. You know, cheating on your wife is bad. Now this Pope comes around and, you know, anything goes. Anything goes. Just love each other.
Right.
Just love each other.
Let's just all have peace.
Let's just all have peace till I fucking kill everyone. You know? So, yeah, I just see it fitting. I'm weary of anyone that comes on stage worldwide and starts schmoozing everybody. Because, I'm sorry, this is Earth. Learn from your history. Anybody that gets out there on stage and pretends to be the world's friend, chances are they're not. That's the way it's been so far. I don't know. Maybe the times are changing.
Maybe.
Maybe they're changing. Maybe we're done with these, you know, world leaders that want to rule the world and they're just total evil bastards. Let's hope so. You know what I mean?
What would be your preference? Like, what would, like, in Devin's perfect Earth, what would be going on? What would authority figures be? Would they be schmoozers? Would they be callous, like, keep the fuck
away
from me,
people? Authority figures.
There just wouldn't be authority at all.
No. You would be in charge of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I would be in charge of myself. And if I was a piece of shit, and if I was pissing off enough people in my community, they would all band together and come to me and have words with me. Mm-hmm. And they would deal with me. But they would each be their own sovereign leader. End of story.
Okay. So it's like a mature anarchy type of deal.
Yeah, anarchy's got a really bad rap. You should look up the definition of anarchy.
Well, I mean, I understand. Like, anarchy is just the absence of government. That's really all it means.
That's all it means.
Yeah.
Anarchy means you are your own ruler.
Right.
Yeah. And you work within your own conscience. And, I mean, do you really need the police running around looking to give everyone a goddamn speeding ticket all day because they got to meet their quota? Or could you just band together as a community and deal with a problem person?
Mm-hmm.
Do you need the police to do that for you? No. No. Back before there was police, people in the village, they dealt with what needed to be dealt with. And they knew what needed to be dealt with because they were a part of their community.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can't even make eye contact with your neighbor while you're checking your fucking mail.
Right.
You know? And it all comes down to divide and conquer, which they have succeeded in doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. How would your world be?
I don't know, because on it, well, I haven't been here for very long. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But the way I see it is, like, as long as everybody is treated fairly, I don't really give a fuck.
There you go. Like, do you think everyone's treated fairly now?
No, God, no.
Okay.
Not even close.
Right. Right. You just genuinely want equality and fairness.
Yeah. And not even necessarily equality, because equality kind of fucks some stuff up every once in a while.
Well, it can allow some people to be lazy and just to, you know, not have to do anything.
But fairness.
But I think if people didn't have to do anything, eventually they would want to.
Right.
I think there's something about being forced into doing something that takes away the passion and the genuine wanting. It's almost like, all right, you have to do something, choose, you know, and then we all fall into this job that we just really hate, you know, and it kind of stifles any true finding of oneself.
Well, and it's like that thing I was talking about at the beginning of this podcast, where I wish I had more work in my job. Mm. Because at my job, they don't really care that much. Like, there's no fucking manager creeping over the cubicle looking at you like, What are you doing? Get to work. Like, nobody's really doing that. They're just like, work on your own. Do work when you have it. And that makes me want to have more work.
Yeah.
Because there's nobody like, come on, right. Work more.
See? Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I want to do more. That's cool
that you can see that. And that's my point.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I think if you were free to be a lazy sack of shit, you probably wouldn't want to be.
Right. Right.
The reason people want to be lazy sacks of shit is because they're like, you know what? I'm busting my ass and I have nothing to show for it. Mm-hmm. Fuck you. I might as well lay around on my ass.
I'm shucking and jiving all day.
Right. There's no true job satisfaction in 90% of these, you know, masses occupations.
Right.
Nobody wants to be making coffee at Starbucks for minimum fucking wage.
No.
It's a shit fucking job. There's no passion there. There's no self-expression there.
And, yeah, it's just fucking corporate, like, mindlessness.
Yeah, you might as well be a freaking cog in a machine.
Yeah, that's when people feel like they're fucking, their entire humanity is being violated.
And stripped away from them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're being turned in, you're being transformed from a god. I mean, look at what humans are capable of.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Look at the amazing mental, physical, I mean, from singing to dancing to figure skating to Olympic, I mean, the pole vaulting, I mean, just it just goes, I mean, look at the X Games, oh my god, look at the fucking motocross and the superbike stunt riders and the freaking skateboarders and just, I mean, the incredible shit they can do, and every year they're just pushing the envelope. I mean, I remember when doing a backflip on a dirt bike was insane.
It was fucking impossible.
And then now they're doing doubles.
Right.
Whoa. Give it time. They're going to do a triple. You know, so we're incredible beings, and to be filed down into the level of just a production unit is really the true sin.
It's dehumanizing.
Yeah.
And that's when people get resentful, because it's like, I have every human has their experience and has their own opinions and has all of this, this culmination that is led into their being. And all of them want some outlet for it. But when you're just going up, you're just waking up, going and you're working a shit thing, and you're just doing a shit thing because you have to do the shit thing, it's dehumanizing. And that's when people don't want to work.
Right.
Because it's like, why dehumanize myself more?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For something that they told me I need to have.
Yeah, so I don't believe in the concept that if we didn't have to work, we would just be fat, lazy slobs. I think just the opposite would be true. I think if we didn't have to work, we would want to work. But we would choose inspiration over, you know, mandatory survival.
Well, and humans have natural interest too. Like, I have absolutely no fucking interest in being a doctor. Don't really like blood. Don't really like touching sick people. Just don't. But I know people that really like that shit.
Right.
And so that person
made to be a doctor.
Yeah. Just will go and be a doctor.
Yeah. And imagine if money didn't exist. Imagine if the people that wanted to be doctors... Yeah, okay, a lot of people want to be doctors because it's really good money, mm-hmm. and they can hack it. But they really want the money and the prestige and all that other shit.
Right, right.
If there was no money, the only people that would become doctors are people that really care about healing people. It would have nothing to do with money. Money is no longer the motivator.
Yeah.
Why these doctors are in their profession.
Exactly.
No money. They're doing it because they really care and they really want to do that job.
Right.
And what an amazing world it would be if everyone that cooked your food at a restaurant loved cooking your food. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah.
The energy that would go into your food because they loved it, and they got all creative, and every meal was like this incredible masterpiece because they loved doing it for no other reason. They just loved doing it.
They just loved to fucking cook.
Yeah. Think about that. Think about living in a world like that, where everyone is doing everything they do to the best of their natural, talented ability just because they loved doing it. The quality of life on this planet, we can't even fathom what's capable. You know, I mean,
I feel like we're even kind of doing that. I mean, in a small sense, not as much as like as what you and I are talking about. But I think a lot of people are much more concerned with doing what makes them happy. Like, truly.
Finally.
Like, when you look back at, like, you know, the Great Depression and shit, and obviously there were circumstances that kind of just fucked those people over. Famine and whatnot. But those people were like, okay, I just want a job. Just a job. That's all I want.
Mm.
Doesn't matter what field, doesn't matter what it is, doesn't matter what it pays, I just want a job.
Mm.
Now people are like, I want my job, the job that I want.
Yeah.
And people are really focused on that.
Well, I mean, shit, man, you know.
And money's not as much of a factor, I feel like, as much.
Well, because people are, like I said, man, I mean, you know, we went through our age of people busting their fucking ass their whole life and then losing their house.
You know, right.
Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, prime example.
Right.
You can do everything right and still get your ass fucked.
Yeah.
And I think that was a beautiful thing that happened. It was a horrible tragedy, but I think for global consciousness and for, well, I shouldn't say, okay, all of America is tied into the global consciousness. I think it was a great thing for Americans to see that, wow, doing everything right, playing by their rules, listening to the bankers, doing everything they want me to do, and I still got fucked. Okay, maybe that wasn't the way. Maybe I shouldn't have listened to them, you know?
Maybe I shouldn't have listened to the people with the money.
Right. And because they're, you know, all of America is jacked into the global consciousness, I mean, I think it had an impact worldwide, you know? So, horrible thing that happened. A lot of people got screwed, but I think it was a wake-up call that, you know, life is short. I was reading something that was posted today on Facebook, and it was like the top five regrets of people on their deathbed. And, you know, the number one thing was living a life based upon what others expected of you rather than your own true self and your own true calling. That was like the number one regret. Number two regret was, I wish I didn't work so much. I wish I would have had more time, more fun. I wish I wouldn't have busted my ass my whole fucking life and wasted my whole life trying to make money that you can't take with you. I mean, yeah, you can leave it to your kids and shit, but honestly, you're dying. You're not going to fucking be here. Let them go make their own goddamn money. You should have enjoyed your life. And, I mean, that really kind of hit me today, you know, reading that. It's not something I didn't already know, but it really kind of made me think, you know, like, hey, you know, what is it all about? You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I completely agree with you.
Yeah, because when you're about to fucking die, it's all going to come clear.
Right.
It's not going to be about how much work you did and how much money you made. It's not going to be that at all.
No, of course not. Well, and like, you, I've read some stuff similar to that about, like, people in Scandinavian countries. I say that a lot, it seems like, on this podcast.
Well, you are Welsh.
That's true.
So it's in the blood to reference your people.
Yeah. I mean, Wales is in England, but I think that they're pretty much living by the same rules
for the most part. It's Europe, all Viking.
Europe.
Yeah, it's all.
it's all Viking. but, like, you know, Swedish people and Norwegians, Finnish, I even think Danish, they don't work a ton. And they also don't really aspire to be that much.
Mm.
Like, somebody has a true dream to become a carpenter. Like, that's their dream. It's not money. It's just, I just really love working with wood.
I don't think that's their dream. I really don't. You say that, but I don't think that that is. I think they're skilled, naturally gravitate towards being a carpenter. It's easy for them. They do really good work without a lot of effort. They just, it kind of comes natural. I think their dream is just to be happy, to have
a
family,
right.
To have time, to enjoy nature, maybe to have a little getaway somewhere off in a beautiful area that they love, you know, where they resonate with the energy. They want good friends, you know, meaningful times, you know what I mean? Earning a living, you gotta earn a living, you know what I mean? But I don't think their dream, their end all be all over their existence is their work at all.
Right,
I think
it's the exact
opposite.
Yeah, and that's a good point. And that's kind of what I was thinking of when I was saying it anyway.
It's cool.
is that, yeah, and they don't work that much. They work like 3-4 days a week.
No, but they probably spend a lot of time with their spouse, making love, a lot of time with their kids playing.
And they're very happy.
Teaching them what parents need to teach their kids, which is everything. Don't rely upon the school system. Please don't rely upon the school system. Teach your children everything they need to know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't treat them like kids. Treat them like you. Treat your kids like yourself. That's what you need to do. You know, we got this like cookie cutter idea of like how we should raise our kids. Who gave you that idea? Trust your heart. You know, treat your kids like they're a younger version of yourself and teach them everything that you wish your parents would have taught you but didn't. And that's how you be a good parent. You went through your time being a kid. You know how your parents fucked up. So just don't fuck up the way your parents did.
Yeah.
Do all the things you wish your parents would have did that didn't. I mean, you know, we act, you know, and I'm not a parent, but, you know, I have enough friends that are, and I've had parents, and I know how I would be if I was a parent. But it's just, it's crazy because, you know, we act like we weren't kids. You know how to raise your kid because you were a kid. It's really quite simple.
Right.
But instead we listen to, you know, Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
Who, you know, like he knows better than you how to raise your kids.
Well, and you know? Also all of his advice is completely based on his paycheck.
Of course. Well, I was hoping that by throwing Dr. Phil out there, everyone at home would have. I could have said anyone. I could have said Oprah.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, I could have said Dr. Oz.
Well, I just think it's just such a great point that you're making about the whole raising your kids thing, because obviously, if you're raising your child in the way that you wanted to be raised, and, you know, that's within reason. Like, if you wanted to be raised as an alcoholic.
Come on, man. Dude, but yeah. I wanted cake, you know, every day.
Right.
Come on.
But, yeah, and you know? I see what you're saying. Like, you have the responsibility of a parent paired with, you know.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. And rather than just doing that, which seems like the so much more simpler answer, it seems so much more simple to me. We go to, like, people that we know are saying these things to get paid.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, you're watching it on TV.
You don't trust your mechanic.
Yeah.
When you go to a mechanic and he says, oh, there's little gnomes in your carburetor that's fucking your shit up, dude. That's I got to replace that, too.
Little gnomes.
We don't trust that guy.
We gotta swap out your blinker fluid.
Yeah. There's a gnome in there that's fucking your light fixture, and that's why your lights keep dimming.
Your muffler bearings are shot. They're very expensive.
But we don't trust that guy. Like, everybody walks away from the mechanic like, I think that guy fucked me over. I think that guy fucked me over.
I don't really know for sure because I don't know shit about cars. Right. But my gut's telling me, yeah, I got fucked over.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't think this was supposed to cost $700.
Yeah. I mean, all I was replacing was my oil.
I looked up the part on eBay, and it was $60.
Yeah.
And they charged me $700, something about 10 hours labor.
And they did all this other shit. And, like, we don't trust that guy because we're like, we know that that guy's trying to get as much money from us as possible. So, of course, it's the same fucking thing when you look at these doctors,
you go
doctors
to these
in air quotes.
Experts.
Yeah.
You know,
on relationships.
They're not even doctors.
Oprah's not married, the dumb bitch.
They're not even doctors. I don't think Dr. Phil is an actual doctor.
He's probably not.
That's like a brand name.
It's like trusting Tom Cruise with bank advice. Like, should I invest in a Roth IRA, Tom? It's useless.
I don't know. I might take Tom Cruise's banking advice because he knows he's got a lot of money. So he probably... That was a bad example, but I know where you're going with it.
Yeah.
I know where you're going with it.
So, well, his accountant knows how to do that.
I agree. Well, that's true. That's true.
If you just, you know, walk up to Tom Cruise's house and ring his doorbell while he's fucking
it'd
a chicken
be like, it'd be like asking Tom Cruise how to shingle your roof.
Right. 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 Yeah, exactly. And he's
but
giving
whatever.
You advice.
We know where you're going.
Trust Lord Xenu.
Oh, my God. Fucking Scientology. But, yeah, totally.
But yeah, I mean, that's the point that you were making originally, is it's just like, why would you trust these people that we know are taking it for a paycheck? When humans are smart. I'm smart. I'm smart.
God damn it.
I'm wicked smart, dude.
I am. That's what you tell yourself in the mirror every morning.
Yeah.
I'm smart.
And
then
I'm
you
smart.
Then you go to your shithole job and fucking
bust your ass for
just sit under poor lighting for hours on end. shuffling papers to make some other guy a shitload of money.
And see, that's the thing that I'm like trying to do at my job too, is like I'm trying not to let that shit get to me, because you sit there in that fucking chair and you stare at a computer screen. And it's like, I mean, none of this work really has any tie to you. Like, the work I do has no tie to me. I don't really truly care about what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I care about it in some sense. Like, this is, I appreciate that I have this opportunity in the society that I live in. But really what I want to do is write and do this podcast. And mm-hmm. so that's why I don't really talk to many people at my work. That's why I don't really, that's why I don't get super involved in all their activities or anything. Because it's just, I don't want to be a part of their... I don't want to drink their Kool-Aid.
Right. Good. Well put. I don't want to drink their Kool-Aid.
Because I've seen them. Great. I've seen those guys. They're career guys. They got the job when they were 25 and they're about to retire, and that's all they fucking care about. That's all they care about.
Is retirement.
Mm-hmm. That's all they worked for their whole lives, was to retire.
Right.
And I was like, I remember thinking this when I first was meeting a lot of these guys. I never said it to them because you can't rock the boat with them. They're old fucking Republican dudes.
No, can't rock the boat.
Just wait for him to die is basically my opinion.
Yeah, just keep your head down. Don't even talk to him.
But like you listen to him talking to you, and they're like, yeah, got 3 more years. I'm like, 3 more years to what? You wasted your whole life in this building.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're fucking old and decrepit and fat because you didn't do anything.
Right.
You sat in a fucking chair for...
Boy, you get to go enjoy your life now.
Now that you don't have any strength.
Yeah. Now that no woman wants you. Except for some chick that wants to live off of you.
Yeah, well, right? Most of them are married, but yeah.
Oh, well.
I'm but their wives are old and fat, too.
Yeah, yeah.
They're so in their 60s. This,
yeah, like, you know, like,
they spent all of their life.
Not going to be my life. No. No, that's not going to be my life. No.
And it's so weird because we get leave at my work. Like, we get to take vacation time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And our vacation time is however we want to use it. Most of the guys will save their vacation time all year so that they can go on a little extra 7-day trip thing.
Yeah, and blow all the money that they saved up for that vacation.
And for,
come home more exhausted than before they left.
Yeah, right? and then they're just even more upset when they go back into work because it's like, okay, now I just have to work for another year.
Right.
For me, I use my vacation time the second I get it. I get 4 hours of vacation time. Guess who's leaving early on Friday?
That's awesome.
Because what's the point? Because
you're enjoying your life while you're young.
Right.
And vibrant.
What is the point of saving it?
Rock on.
Oh, it just
you know,
blows
my
mind.
You don't have to get old, Dylan.
Right.
It's all stress and belief that you're getting old.
Mm-hmm.
And hanging out with old, decrepit people that don't know the secret to staying young.
Mm-hmm.
And listening to them and watching them walk around like they're 60 even though they're only 46. Like the old drunk that lives upstairs from me. I swear to God, he's like dying every day I see him. He's like older. And yeah, you gotta stay away from those people, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you can stay young forever. You just gotta believe it.
Man, it's amazing.
And stay happy.
Also, it's amazing how much they hate their wives. All of them.
Well, because their wives are rancid.
Yeah.
They look like trolls. And every night they got to crawl in bed with Louis C.K. Every night these guys got to crawl in bed with Louis C.K. Louis, you're a fucking comic genius. We love you. But you're about as attractive as these fucking old men's freaking trollish looking wives. I mean, Louis, you know you're a troll. No woman wants to be with you. And, you know, nobody wants to be with these fucking old women that look like you. That's just a fact. That's why they hate them. But you can't blame the woman because they let themselves go too. You know.
Well, and
it's a two-sided coin.
And that's probably the truth that they are ugly and old and shit, and that's why they don't really love them anymore. But the thing that they complain about the most is that they're just annoying.
Well,
they're just annoying people. Like, they're just naggy. All they care about is the money that they're bringing home to them.
Mm.
All they care about is because, like, the guy that I work with closely, most of his paycheck goes to their kids and their kids' grandkids. And he's just, like, going through the motions. He doesn't even care. He's delirious. He doesn't even know what's going on anymore. He's just kind of, like, sifting through life, just kind of looking at the ceiling, waiting for something different to happen.
Waiting to die.
And that's much. Just, and like, and
or
they
retirement,
look at me.
Whichever comes first.
Right. I mean, they're equivalent. And that's true. They are equivalent. Why would you work for retirement if you really loved your job? If you really loved what you were doing to make money, why would you work for retirement? You just keep working.
Right, because you loved it.
Right, because it's something you enjoy to do.
Yeah.
And it just happens to coincide with something that makes you money.
Yeah, we all want to be rock stars. I mean, come on.
Americans do.
Come on, Steven Tyler. Oh, looks like the Crypt Keeper now.
Right.
Still rocking it. Still fucking rocking it. Still out there on stage shaking his fucking ass.
Doesn't give a fuck.
Screeching at top volume. Just loving his life. He's gonna love his life to the day he fucking drops dead. And God bless him, you know?
Mm.
That's where we all want to be. Just loving what we fucking do. So let's all work on that. Shit. Think about it. Just give yourself a minute. Think about it. If you could do anything in this world, what the fuck would you do? And then investigate it. And see if you could earn a living doing it. Because I'll tell you, man, if you're passionate about something, you're going to do it better than somebody who's not. And chances are, if you're doing something you're passionate about, eventually, if you stick with it, you're going to make a good living doing it. Because you're going to be doing it better than the other guy who's not passionate.
Because right? You love it.
Because you love it. Yeah, you can't go wrong doing something you love.
Right.
You can't. There's always a way to learn. Earn. I said learn. Earn a living. Always.
Yeah, they mean the same thing.
I'm gonna edit that shit. But, yeah, you know what I'm saying. Where are we at? It feels like an hour.
We're at an hour. Yeah. Well, we're at 56 minutes.
That's cool. Yeah. It almost felt like we were segueing into the whole marriage thing. Didn't we have a thing about marriage we were going to talk about?
There was the lady that's divorcing her husband.
Yeah, this is a real headline. Some woman in Japan is divorcing her husband because he doesn't like the movie Frozen. Apparently, this is really happening. This is a real article.
Here, let me pull it up.
Pull it up and say where it's from, because it's almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's from Digital Spy is where I found it.
God, who knows? That's even fucking real.
Right, who knows?
Yeah, it might as well have been a Facebook post.
Right, exactly.
You know, like the Huffington Post.
Oh my God. See, what I was thinking.
You can't believe anything they fucking say. Well, you can, probably. I don't know. But they just don't. They seem kind of National Enquirer-ish.
Right, exactly. What I was thinking is probably what happened is these guys were fighting a shitload anyway. And they're getting a divorce.
Right, and it was just.
And then the wife got on Facebook and said, I can't believe my fucking husband doesn't like Frozen. And then somebody, like a friend, saw that. And then, like, sent it to a friend.
You should divorce him.
Right.
Jokingly.
Yeah,
she
yeah,
took
yeah.
it to heart.
And then they blew up, and now there's an article about it.
Yeah.
Just random associations being made. Who the fuck knows?
Slow news days are like, yeah, they're just recipes for disaster as far as truth is concerned.
Right.
You know, it was like the one day we were looking up articles, and I went to CNN, and the number one article was like, plane hits turbulence.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay. Maybe something really bad happened here. Maybe I should read this, you know? And it's so horrible that I'm hoping something really bad happened, but you expect it to be. Why would they be covering it? Unless somebody died, you know? Somebody got their neck broken. They slammed into the ceiling of the plane. Nobody was wearing their seatbelts, and, you know, there was luggage everywhere, you know, something horrendous. But no, it wasn't at all. It was just turbulence. The plane dropped suddenly 20 feet. And people got a little scared.
Yeah.
And they'd like they were interviewing people.
Yeah, somebody bruised their knee.
Somebody spilled a drink.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, holy shit, really?
This is news?
This is news?
This somehow makes news?
Yeah. God, you know, fuck the news. We need our own news network, the people. I mean, I guess it is. It's called YouTube.
Right.
Right? Even though they
YouTube
they have,
and Reddit.
Well, they have the ability to clip that shit. You know what I mean? So, you know, we are limited in our ability to show the truth that we film ourselves because they will just snip it. They can do that. They can control, you know, what information is transmitted across the internet. I think some people are fighting for that. You know what I mean? Like, there's a battle going on between our internet rights. But it's not like you would ever know because you would never see the article. So how would you even know the article wasn't getting to you if you didn't know the article existed?
Yeah.
And, you know, because you wouldn't be sitting there going, why am I not finding this article? I know it existed, but I've never
doing
seen
Google
it.
Searches.
Yeah, so it's not like you'd ever know the difference if they were
came
keeping something
to me in a dream.
And when I say they, you know who I'm talking about. I'm not even talking about the government. I'm talking about the ruling elite that controls all the governments of the world. You know, our government is now pretty much a slave to the bankers. You know, I mean, poor Barack and Michelle, you know, they got to do what they're told, you know, just like everyone else in Congress and in the Senate and the House of Representatives. Right. I mean, yeah, they're all slaves now. They're slaves just like us. They just get to sleep in the house, right? We got to sleep in the barnyard with the cows, more or less, figuratively.
Yeah.
So, you got anything else you want to cover before we wrap it up? Because it's just an hour.
Nothing I wanted to cover, but
I think that was a good episode.
I think so, too.
I think we covered some, you know, some pretty decent truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
About everything.
Well, and just some really interestingly expressed opinions about, you know, like money and how to live a life and like what do we value and why and everything like that. Like,
and who is Pope Francis? Is he Obi-Wan Kenobi or is he Darth Vader?
is he Luke?
Yeah.
Or is he the Emperor?
Only the crows and seagulls know for sure.
And then I was just going to hit this. I was going to hit it. It made much more sense when I was, but I'm going to hit it now.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
I think that'd be such a great ending to every podcast.
I know, because my opinion is worthless.
Well, so
and
mine.
Your opinion's worthless, right. And our listeners' opinions, all of our opinions are really worthless. I mean, really? I mean, do you know how many opinions I see on Facebook? Like, and it's not even something that somebody posted. It was something that one of my friends liked. And so there's like 1,000 comments under this post, right? Because it was on some major site.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I scroll through about, I get to about 15 comments. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. You're an idiot. Fuck you. Shut up. Fuck you. Oh, God. Oh, God. I can't fucking stand this planet. And then I got to stop reading them. So, you know.
Oh, shit. Sorry. I accidentally hit that button. But
the fucking soundboard's getting away from you. It's so funny.
You're saying
you're hitting it and you don't even mean to. But yeah, I mean, the bottom line is, you know, fuck my opinion. Fuck your opinion. You know, if we can't be entertaining, that's all we can be. That's all we can be. If, you know, make you think, make you laugh, make you pissed, make you happy, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But really, opinions are worthless, you know?
Yeah.
It's the
opinion is worthless. The discussion of the opinion is what is valuable. Because the discussion is what leads to new opinions and what leads to culminations and combinations of opinions that lead to a more perfect truth between two people. It's sharing those opinions in a healthy, happy environment where people can grow and learn. Opinions are where people get stuck. If you're stuck in an opinion, then you're always going to be in that opinion.
Yeah. The talking of said opinions, open and honestly. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I know. I admit I'm wrong all the time. Because I am. But, you know, hey, it's a gift. You got to be able to admit you're wrong, because if you think you're right all the time, you're the biggest fool of all.
Oh, my God. Absolutely.
Word.
Word up.
Word. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Love you. Yeah. See you tomorrow.